Welcome to Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Melanie Ruiz López.
And I'm Sahei Bárcenas. We're so happy to be with you again.
Yes! Today we will be talking about a topic that can change your student life. This episode is related to scholarships.
Exactly! We know it sounds complicated, but we want to show you that it's possible to get them.
That's right. Both Sahei and I are scholarship recipients. We can assure you that a scholarship can truly make a difference. In my case, I have the opportunity to live on campus.
Also, it allows us to breathe a little easier on tuition payments. And even if unexpected emergencies arise, it can be a huge relief. Por eso estamos aquí, para decirte you can have this opportunity too. And remember, in this show, we'll be speaking in English.
Y también en español, porque nuestras historias no tienen fronteras, and we're proud of it.
We'll be starting with Sofia López. She is the new student clerk at the AWC Foundation.
Later, I have prepared a special feature about the heart of scholarship. We'll hear the experience of Mia Alexa Renteria Ponce, a nursing student who's doing her best, and part of her perspective of Gladys Anaya, development manager in AWC Foundation.
And after that, we'll be hearing more about the interview with Gladys. I assure you, she's the perfect guide for this topic. And here's a hint. They want to hear your voice.
Just like us. Con esto, damos inicio a Siendo Primero.
Being first. Hello everyone, this is Sahei from Siendo Primero, and I'm here with
Sofia López. My major is accounting. Soy student clerk aquí en la AWC Foundation.
Sofia, este es tu primer semestre en esta posición. You're already in the main team. For those of us who are just getting to know you, ¿qué te ha sorprendido acerca de lo que has aprendido de los estudiantes aquí?
La diversidad. Yo vengo de San Luis. Allá no hay tanta diversidad más que Mexicans like us, the people that cross the border every day. Y luego vengo acá, they have people from Japan, from Africa, all the international students. That's so different. I'm not used to that. I could talk Spanish to my teachers back in San Luis and then I come over here and I sometimes forget my English. But yeah, es lo que más me ha sorprendido de los estudiantes aquí, la tanta diversidad, que es un shock para mí.
And I can see that you're a student too. Will you be applying for these scholarships?
Of course I am applying. I'm part of the foundation. I gotta apply. What am I doing to prepare? Really, in my head, I'm thinking a lot about the personal essays and topics that I could write about, like in my life. But determination speaks loudly and so does disciplines. Mainly topics about that, like all my extracurriculars, like I did time in my CTE classes over there in high school, in the EMS program, I did photography, I did the yearbook, so a lot of that.
A veces uno no se da cuenta del impacto que puede hacer en la vida de los demás, but you're making a huge difference here. How does it feel to know that your work helps other students reach their dreams?
Se siente bonito to know that people are getting opportunities, same opportunities that I'm having right now, and I'm helping them, so it's like...
And what do you think about the students that use AI to make their essays?
Personally, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've put essays that I have written into AI to make, like, did I make a grammatical error? Because I'm bad at that. But mainly I like to, like, write my own and just use it as a resource, not, like, to make it. I like writing. I told you, I like writing. And como que that takes part of my enjoyment of writing. Over there in Santa High School, I had a teacher, my freshman composition, and Mr. Garcia, like, really helped me. Like, he put, like, little comments. He always told me that I was really good at writing. That boosts you up.
And what do you think about an essay for AWC Foundation? Do you think it has to be academic or it has to be like a story?
We want to know about you and how, like, tell us about your personality, your passions, like, why did you choose this? And we also want to know, are you good at school? You don't have to have a perfect GPA, but we want to know how much passion do you have for what you are doing here? Like, how ready are you to actually achieve what you are trying to achieve?
And if some student come to you right now and says, I'm totally lost, what's the first step you will tell them to take? ¿Qué les recomendarías?
First things first, I will try to help them at the best of my ability. I usually walk down people like to the offices that they need to go. It's just one application. Go ahead, fill it out. Just tell us your story. It doesn't have to be this impacting, like, this person, yes. It just tell us your story. There's a lot of scholarships and they have very different criteria. I'm sure there's something here for you.
Si se puede, nomás es llenar la aplicación.
essays and apply, submit it. You got a lot of time from February 15 to April 1. You can apply, y si se puede. You don't need to have perfect grades. You just need your story and that's all.
¿Tu perspectiva cambió en cuanto tomaste esta posición en el departamento de AWC Foundation?
La verdad, sí. Yo miro cómo es el proceso. También escribo las thank you cards, like thanking the donors. I see how much generosity they have towards us. Y la verdad, sí cambió. All the process that comes into helping all of these students, it's really life-changing in my perspective of all the opportunities that they are giving.
And do you think there's another helps, like scholarships, instead of AWC Foundation?
Apply to AWC Foundation, but there is more help. We have the Arizona Community Foundation. Their applications are already open. There's more help for nursing students. That there's the Anvida Health Foundation too. There is a lot of help. You just have to look for it, but make sure to apply to the AWC Foundation.
Perfect. Thank you so much for this interview. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
Wow, I love Sofía's energy. Se nota que le emociona mucho su nuevo puesto. Y esa voz, she sounds so ready to help everyone.
I really enjoyed having this interview with her. It's so good to have a first-gen student like her as the first person you see when you walk into the office. A veces, buscar ayuda da miedo. But Sofía makes you feel like you're part of them.
Exactly. Es como tener una amiga allá adentro. And speaking of the foundation, they have a lot of things happening here at Arizona Western College. We have a quick spot about them.
We recently spoke with Jennifer Harper-Kofsky from the AWC Foundation, an organization that supports students of Arizona Western College through scholarships. She explained how these go beyond just money, making a real impact on students' lives.
The impact that we try to have is removing the economic barriers that restrict students from going to school. That can be well beyond money. That can be such as long-term success instead of having to worry about how they're going to be paying for the different classes or taking out loans, that they can just focus on their studies.
Jennifer also shared a message for anyone considering applying for those scholarships.
Education is something that a lot of students don't think that that's something that they can do because of the financial burden that it brings upon them. But there's so many different avenues that you can seek to help you not have to worry about financial need.
For more information, visit the official website of AWC Foundation.
From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
A summary in 1 minute. Todo lo que necesitas saber en poco tiempo.
Short and clear. You know, Melanie, last year I had the opportunity to apply for scholarships. I thought my story wasn't special enough. But when I got that message of congratulations, you won that scholarship, it was like someone said to me, I believe in you.
I felt the same way. I remember being so stressed writing my essay, thinking, is this good enough? Pero cuando te dan la noticia, es una mezcla de orgullo y tranquilidad. You feel that you're not alone in this.
Y esto es lo que queremos dar a entender para todos los que nos escuchan. These resources are for all students, without exception. And you can obtain them with your unique story.
But hey, we'll be right back. Later, we'll be hearing a feature about this, so relax, take a break, and stay with us here on Being First.
Siendo Primero. From KAWC, this is a brand new season of Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. This is a space where your story is the main character.
We'll be talking about student life.
En inglés y en español, porque nos representan ambos idiomas.
Cada episodio llevaremos un nuevo tema directamente a tus oídos.
A new season with the same goal.
To give students a voice.
Siendo Primero is a project of the KAWC Student Newsroom, which is funded by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, the Scripps Howard Fund, and by generous local support. Thank you for encouraging the next generation of public media. Learn more about the project, hear more stories, and support this effort at kawc.org.
Welcome back to Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Melanie Ruiz López.
And I'm Sahei Bárcenas. We are back and having a great conversation today about scholarships.
Yes, if you're just joining us, we're talking about why your story matters.
A veces como estudiantes, pensamos que para ganar una beca tenemos que ser perfectos con nuestras calificaciones. We think that we need a perfect GPA. But in reality, anyone can apply. What you need is to tell your story.
It really is. And this is exactly what I wanted to explore in this next part. I prepare a feature to talk about the heart of these applications. It's about the feelings, the family, and the hard work.
We're going to hear the voices of Mia Alexa Renteria Ponce, a student in the nursing program, and Gladys Anaya, development manager of AWC Foundation.
Let's hear it. Being first gen means learning to navigate systems that were never designed with us in mind. Scholarships become more than money. They become motivation, a reminder to keep us going, not just for ourselves, but for our families, because we're walking through doors they never had the chance to reach. People say scholarships are free money, just requirements and deadlines, but there's so much more beneath that. What no one talks about is what it feels to search for scholarships when you're the first in your family to ever imagine college. It's not just filling out forms, it's wrestling with doubt. Mia Alexa Renteria Ponce, a nursing student here at AWC, knows this feeling. She didn't have a path already marked, so she had to look for a mentor to find her own story.
My mentor sat down with me and we started gathering topics about my life, like what seemed more selling and more interesting about me. We picked my grandma. My grandma has multiple medical issues, so I talked about her and why I wanted to become a nurse and why I admire her. And taking the route for nursing is for her and for helping her and others in my community.
Just like her, many of us worry that our stories aren't interesting enough. We think we need a perfect life or a perfect resume. But Gladys Anaya from the AWC Foundation says that the reviewers are looking for something else.
An honest story is better than a perfect one. I think what the team of reviewers want to see is that you've had your ups and downs, but you've been able to get up. You can bounce back, try again, don't give up. Just showing that drive to be able to get educated. You know, it's nice when somebody has an easy life and, you know, everything's going their way, but what happens when they get stuck? What do you do? Do you just quit or do you find resources and ask people to help you and then you're able to succeed?
Being first gen means you're learning everything from scratch, trying to understand the terms that everyone else seems to already know. There's a fear of not being scholarship material, but Mia Alexa reminds us that it's okay to ask for help.
I would say not having guidance as my first time and first generation, I didn't really know how to start with scholarships. It was my first time. I really needed help. I would go to my mentor and I would go to my counselor a lot, teachers at home. I would try to ask for help.
Whether you're first generation or there's been a couple of people in your family that have gone to school, that one little change, it can change that one individual's life and then it changes the whole family dynamic. Just saying, you know, regardless of if you're a really high excelling student or you've been struggling, but you have that drive to want to succeed, every person that gets an education, you know, it's impacting the not just the family life, but the community as a whole.
That effort doesn't just change your life. It changes your whole family dynamic. Whether you're a high-excelling student or you've been struggling, the drive to success impacts your entire community. Winning a scholarship isn't just financial. It tells you that you belong in college and that your background matters. It's a message that your hard work is visible and you become the first in a new way, the first in your family to ever break a cycle. And it shows that it's possible.
It was amazing. I felt happy, I felt relieved, and made me very excited for the new chapter in my life.
AWC staff, community members, that they all volunteer to review the scholarships. So just make sure that you're taking the time to like be authentic, be cohesive, make sure that your sentences make sense. Please use grammar. We do have some reviewers that are like, nope, if people can't spell and can't punctuate, then they're out. Like, it's that simple that some people, you know, take the time to read.
If you're first gen, remember, you don't need to be perfect. You just need to be you, because being first isn't a weakness, it's your greatest power. From Siendo Primero, I'm Melanie Ruiz López. Every part I heard of these interviews, I got so motivated. Being a first-gen student is like running every day, and these scholarships are a power to keep us going.
It's so true. And you know, Gladys gave us some amazing parts in that feature. But I have to tell you, this interview with her has too much good advice.
I believe you. Gladys knows what the members of the foundation say when they're reading our essays behind closed doors.
That's right. So let's hear more about the interview we had. Hello, everyone. My name is Ajay Bárcenas from Siendo Primero, and we are here with
Gladys Anaya, AWC Foundation Development Manager.
We know the foundation gives money, but what is the most beautiful part of your job that people doesn't see?
I think one of the most important things is the impact. We see, we give out the checks, we give out the all of the awards, but when students, like yourself especially, come back and say, you know what, you really helped me, or I wasn't sure if I wanted to go to school or if I could, and thanks to the foundation with the scholarships or the other support that we give, that little change that we're able to bring that joy and that hope that they can finish school, that's very rewarding.
And we know the next application starts on February 15. What is the most important thing a student should do before the date?
Look at their goals. See what they've been doing to achieve those goals. Get a couple of letters of recommendation, maybe from a personal person and then a professional person. And just to make sure that some people don't like to talk highly of themselves or show off that they were able to accomplish something. But if there's something that you want to let the reviewers know, hey, you know what? I've gone through this and I achieved this. And please take a risk on me and give me your scholarship.
And I know this is more personal, but when you were studying, did you have the opportunity to apply for scholarships?
Yes, I actually, as a senior at Cibola in 1996, I'm going to say, I applied for 38 scholarships and I was able to receive 6, one of which paid for all of my tuition. And because I was a family of 4, I was the last child left in the house. My dad worked as a chemical formulator. My mom worked in the fields. I didn't get that much financial aid because I was only one student. So those scholarships, if I wouldn't have gotten the scholarship from ASU, I would not have been able to leave. So I'm very thankful for those scholarships.
I can see that having this position changed everything.
Yes, this position, what it helps me as a former teacher, I was in education, but now my joy in life is trying to help other people get educated and go to school, regardless of what their goals are, but just having, allowing them that opportunity to be able to go to school, that saying that money's no option, you know, it's not an obstacle, we're going to try to help you out. As long as you have the dedication and the drive, then we're here to help you.
What would you say to the students who think scholarships are only for the best GPAs? Do you have any advice for them?
Absolutely. We actually have a couple of advices for them. We have various scholarships that have various criteria, and sometimes what donors want to see is, show me your struggles, show me what you've done in school, but then not just that you've always excelled, but have you volunteered? Have you worked in different areas? Have you been, you know, helpful with the community? Not just the GPA. GPA is a number and that should not define you at all. There's a story with that GPA, so that your job as a scholarship applicant is to tell that story of what your goals are and what you've been trying to do to be able to succeed.
Can you give us more information about these applications?
Grab your friends, sit around the table, and just start applying. And our foundation staff is very helpful. Any help that you need, they will try to guide you or send you to somebody else that could help you. Just take the time to do it. For sure, you want to read them out loud, your essays. If you decide to use AI, use it as a resource. It's really unfortunate that we've had to deny some students scholarships because they just cut and paste. And we'll know if you're doing it. So please, please avoid it. Use it as a resource. Absolutely use it as a resource, but do not use it as your, oh, here's what I'm going to say. Just make sure that you do it. Once you apply, please make sure that you're checking your email, your student email. Over the summer, when we ask for the documentation to accept the awards, because when you come back in August or September and you say, oh, I didn't check my email, that award already went to somebody else. So just be mindful of that and be checking your email.
Thank you for this great interview. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
Sahei, I have to ask, when Gladys said, student like yourself especially, she was looking at you?
Yeah, it's because, just like many students, I was there at the office since the first months of my first semester here, looking for help. I didn't wait for the money to fall from the sky. Preparé mi ensayo, pregunté mil veces, and it worked.
And that's the key. No es suerte, es preparación. It's about being brave enough to show up. Y hablando de eso, ya tenemos las fechas importantes. The application for the AWC Foundation Scholarships is open from February 15th to April 1st. You have time, but don't leave it until the last day.
Just try it. Nada pierden con intentar. The worst thing that can happen is that they tell you no. And the best thing, something great happens for your benefit.
Just remember, don't strive to be perfect. Strive to be real. If we did it, you can do it too. We believe in you, and we want to see you winning those scholarships.
Thank you so much for joining us in this episode. We'll be continue sharing the voices of our first generation students.
Siendo Primero is produced by KAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online. Just search KAWC.org under the Shows tab. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. And this is
Siendo Primero!